AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A manhunt is underway for a suspect in the German truck attack. Police in Berlin released a photo of the suspect today. We're learning that he had been under surveillance for several months. The name he most recently used is Anis Amri, but he apparently has had multiple aliases and has claimed to be from as many as three countries. Today in Florida, before meeting with his national security team, President-elect Trump denounced the attack in a response to reporters as he was going into his Florida estate.
It's not an attack on humanity. That's what it is. It's an attack on humanity. And it's got to be stopped.
A dozen people are still hospitalized in serious condition. U.S. relations with Russia are apparently almost non-existent. A spokesman for Vladimir Putin claims any dialogue with the U.S. has been frozen on practically all levels. He says the Kremlin expects the new Trump administration to take what he called a fresher and more constructive approach. State Department spokesman John Kirby says the dialogue has continued despite some differences. Democratic governors are issuing a warning ahead of the planned GOP repeal of the health care law.
In a letter to top congressional Republicans, the Democratic Governors Association warns the repeal would have a huge financial impact on states. There are reports as many as 20 million people could lose coverage once the GOP repeals the health care law. And the Democratic governors say states could be on the hook for close to $70 billion over the next decade for providing medical care to people who lose their insurance. While the GOP plans to move quickly on repealing the law, it plans a transition period before offering a replacement. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The North Carolina state legislature is meeting in special session today as lawmakers consider whether to overturn the so-called bathroom law. That law has been blasted by gay rights groups and has resulted in job losses and sporting events cancellations since it took effect earlier this year. On Wall Street, the Dow is now down about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the writer and composer of the hit Broadway show Hamilton, is this year's AP Entertainer of the Year.
Miranda created a sensation on Broadway.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton won 11 Tony Awards in June. Miranda also picked up a Golden Globe for work on Disney's Moana and hosted Saturday Night Live. Miranda was virtually everywhere in popular culture this year. Back in May, he said keeping busy keeps him grounded.
What's humbling about the work is that we make it from scratch every night. And so that keeps you from getting too big for your britches.
Miranda says he will continue to try to work on the things he always wanted to work on and try to say yes to the opportunities that he'd kick himself forever if he didn't jump at them. I'm Ed Donahue.
A toddler and a 12-year-old girl are among the 31 people confirmed dead after a powerful explosion ripped through a fireworks market near Mexico City yesterday. And a Louisville shopping mall wants to ban a woman who was caught on video screaming racist and vulgar insults at another holiday shopper this week. I'm Diane Kepler.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.